Well, all I just know of him is that Alois Fleischmann was the son of Herr Fleischmann, who came to Cork as an organist in the North Cathedral. And Alois was his son, who studied music in UCC. And he was a composer of note. He composed for lots of symphony orchestras, including the RT Symphony Orchestra. And he kind of had an he formed an allegiance with the ballet company in Cork. So when the ballet company put on a production in the Opera House, the Alois Fleischmann used to provide the orchestra for the ballets, and that's how my wife Fran became involved with him. So it's just that I he was an extraordinary man, really. I met him on a few occasions. He'd call to the house if there was a production due and he'd be dropping music off. But he was very unassuming man, extraordinary guy. He would have an old broken down car that the door would nearly be falling off, but he had no mats and anything like that. He used to drive around on a motorbike as well. And he, many's the time, he brought a friend of my wife's, they were going to a production up in Clonmel, and on the way home, as far as I know, they ended up in a ditch. He took a quarter so quickly, and they walked away from it. Like, but that's the kind of he was. He did everything. He was something similar to Father Flynn, that he'd inspire people, and his collaboration really with Joan Denise Moriarty in the ballet company was very unique. And he was there right through the period where the Cork Ballet Company became the Irish Ballet Company. So they set up a professional ballet company out of Cork that the Cork Symphony Orchestra would play for as well. But they travelled all over Europe and went to America. But because it was based in Cork, seemingly at the time, the Arts Council, with being Dublin-based, felt it could survive if it was based in Dublin. And obviously that didn't happen, so their funding was taken from them, unfortunately. But right up to the end of Joan Denise's life and Fleischmann's life, up to the time they died, they were both involved and both put on productions similar to ourselves, being an amateur company, but the amount of dances they put through their hands over the years was phenomenal. Now it still goes on, but the Cork Symphony Orchestra is there, not as in the same capacity as it used to be, but they were the mainstays of theatre in Cork, the ballet company, the Symphony Orchestra with Alois Fleischmann and Father Flynn in the loft. And as I said, we're still motoring away after all these years.